Good evening, Rabbosai. Tonight's topic is a critical topic, pun intended. The topic is really, what is the status or what are the parameters of triage in halacha? If you have, God forbid, a multi-casualty accident and you're a Hatzalah person, or you're an emergency room doctor and a bunch of ambulances pull up at the same time, and you have to, God forbid, make a terrible decision as to who to treat, because you can only treat one person first. So who do you treat first? Who do you leave for second, if he'll still be around to treat? That is the question I want to talk about tonight. And because it is such a charged and life and death topic, I just have to leave myself the dispensation that tonight's limud, I didn't go through the sugya sufficiently well to paskin on the halacha lemaisa. Tonight we're going to learn the sugya together, as a sugya, as a geshmak limud, and we'll certainly have perspectives, but as far as halacha lemaisa is concerned, if this is nogea to you, then please ask a posek who is worthy to carry these kinds of shahs on their shoulders. I do want to express my akras hatov. There's actually an emergency room physician who I'm friendly with. His name is Dr. Eddie Reichman. Some of you might know him. And he has a smicha from Yeshiva University, and he's an emergency room physician. And at around this afternoon, I emailed him, just wondering if you have any sources on triage and halacha. And he sent me a bibliography that he created of every aspect of, not every, but a myriad of aspects of medicine, and every halachic article that was written on the topic in the past who knows how many years, and all of the Israeli periodicals and all the halacha periodicals, and he had arranged it. And he said, oh, you want to do something on triage? Look at the end of my section on, I have a whole section of articles on triage. It's these are shailas that are dealt with by the rabbanim, and we should be zochet to never need to know halacha lemaisa. So let's begin. The sugya starts in an area where you would never imagine it to start, but when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. A very benign discussion of Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos. For example, Gemara in Yuma and Daf Nun Ches tells us that when the Kohen has to do his sprinkling on the Keren of the Mizbeach, which corner should he sprinkle first, says the Gemara in Yuma. Other things notwithstanding, I would say Medina, Behahu Keren Depaga Beresha, the first corner of the Mizbeach that he bumps into, Behahu Ovid Beresha, that's what he should sprinkle first. Am Reish Lakish, the famous line of Reish Lakish, Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos, right? That's the play on the words. Shmartim es hamatzos, altekrei es hamatzos, ela es hamitzvos, shmartim es hamitzvos. So you shouldn't be allowed to be machmitz, you should be maver al mitzvos. So let's look at a few of the examples. Yalkut Shimoni, we're just going to talk about this inyan of in maverin al mitzvos, then we'll try to apply it in a more specific way. Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Bo, in source number 2, tells us this idea that in maverin al mitzvos. And look at the last line. V'dishin mizbeach haprimi, right? We know that in the order of the avoda, in the Kohanim, had a whole bunch of things that they're supposed to do first, and then this, and then this. Says the, when are you supposed to, you have to clean out a few things. You have to clean out every day the menorah. You have to clean out every day the mizbeach, the ashes from the mizbeach, and the ashes from the old wicks from yesterday. So what do you do first? Says the, where are we familiar with that line from? Those of us who say Karbana, or those of you who say Karbanas. Right, Abaye have Mesader, Seda Marachan, Vedishim Zeach HaPrimi, Kodem HaTavas Chamesh Neros. Why? The answer is, Dechipaga Beresha, B'mizbeach Paga. What do you bump into first when you are a Kohen, walking in with your overalls and your shovel and you're ready to clean up? What do you bump into first? You first bump into the shulchan, and only after that you bump into the menorah. So therefore, what should you clean first? You should clean the menorah. Similarly, the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos, in Menachos, this might be Gemara, I just found the Rambam before I found the Gemara. I think it's a Perush Gemara. When you go out to cut the Omer, on that night of It's the night after the Seder night, right? The second Seder night in Eretz Yisrael, they only have one Seder. But the second night of Pesach, they would go out to the fields to cut the Omer, and where would they cut from? They'd cut from the nearest, says the Rambam, the Pesach HaMishnayis, and Menachos Yud Mishnah Beis. Ufiha kahazem is kavnin lahaviyas haomer mimakam hayoser karv liYushalayim, from the closest area to Yushalayim. Why? Kadei shelo yanichu zeh shurai lemitzvah, so they shouldn't forego or pass by these earlier stalks of wheat, which are roi lemitzvah, v'yelcho l'chapei zulaso, to find something else. V'nimtzan would end up being sha'avar mimitzvah lemitzvah. So says the Rambam, therefore you have to cut the first omers that you chance upon. That is all well and clear. But if I would just apply it, therefore, to a case of triage, what would be if you're in an emergency room and two people come in, one after the other, so who are you going to treat first? That's not what we learned just now. You're saying something different. If there's a mitzvah to save somebody, the first one you bump into is the first one you should save. So if you're in Hatzalah, and there's, God forbid, a car crash, and you park your car, you run to the door, the first door that you get to before you run around to the other side of the door, the other side of the car, the first person you bump into, that's what would presumably be dictated to us by the din of Ein Ma'avir Nal HaMitzvah, do the mitzvah that comes first. And of course, Hatzalas Nefadosh, Pikuach Nefesh, is the first mitzvah. So therefore, the first Pikuach Nefesh opportunity that you have, take care of that first. But what we don't do, as I wrote in English, that what's the difference if you pick this stalk of wheat or that stalk of wheat? What's the loss? Nothing really. It's either this stalk or that stalk. What's the difference to the Mizbeach or the menorah if you clean off the Mizbeach first or the menorah first? No big difference. What's the difference if you you sprinkle the stuff on the first keren or the second keren of the Mizbeach? No big difference. However, here, as Rabbi Fine pointed out, here there could be a situation that the first person might be in less severe situation and the second person might be in more of a severe situation. So how would that play into Ein Ma'avir Nal HaMitzvah? Meaning, could I be Ma'avir over a small mitzvah so that I could get more quickly to do a second mitzvah that is a more chamerdika mitzvah? Can I be Ma'avir on a person who has a light wound to get to somebody? I'm going to be Ma'avir on a mitzvah, so I'm not going to take care of the first person I bump into. But I'm doing it so that I could get to somebody that, let's say, in halachic terms, he's a bigger mitzvah, he's more mesukin. Well, do we have precedence to find a discussion of somebody being ma'avir on one mitzvah so that he could do something that's more kadosh, that's more a bigger mitzvah? So let's talk about it. It's a halacha that you do every single day, either with or without realizing. When you wrap your tefillin and put your tefillin, your tzitzis, your talis and your tefillin, or your two tefillins, that's the Rabbeinu Yonasan on the Rif. It's going to be a little bit funny because we don't exactly paskin like what he says, but nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yonasan talks about the case of putting away your tefillin. So, before we begin, what is more kadosh? Your tefillin shel yad or your tefillin shel rosh? Why is the tefillin shel rosh more kadosh? Four separate klafim, as opposed to the tefillin shel yad, which is one long klaf with all the four parashiyos on it. Between you and me, why does that make a difference? You have four parashiyos, it's the same words. I'm not sure why the fact that it's sliced in four, you took three scissors cuts, and therefore that made it more kadosh. It's the same words, the same parshia, the same v'hayim shema kadosh. I don't really know why tefillin shel rosh is more kadosh. Maybe it's because of the shin. It's four tashmishay kadosh instead of one. So it's just numerically more significant, not qualitatively. Unless is it the shin? I think maybe it's the shin. Maybe it's the shin, the fact that there's the shin there. On one side it's four, on one side. No, the shayad doesn't have a shin at all. Right, the shorosh has a shin. Maybe a shin with the dalet on the back, and the yud. Where's the yud? No, we need on the shorosh. There's no yud on the shorosh. Is there a dalet and a yud on the kesher in the back? No, but that doesn't help me because I'm trying to find why the shel rosh is more kadosh. I think maybe because of the shin or the shin dalet. Maybe. That's how you tie, but it's not in the chayfetz. Okay, either way, it's clear the poskim assume that the shel rosh is more kadosh. Not really sure why. Fine, could be the shin. Okay, so the Rabbi Yonason says, "Ema avir nala mitzvos." Klomar, afal pi she'anu omrim shemitzah laniach shel yad tchila v'acharka sharosh. Really, we're supposed to put on the shel yad first. However, afil hachi, again, I don't think we paskin like this, but look what the Rabbi Yonason says based on this logic. Afil hachi im yizdami liado sharosh tchila. If you bump into something that's more kadosh, yaniach shel rosh, you should put on, you should don the shel rosh, v'acharkach yaniach shel zroa. And afterwards you'll put on, this is not what we do. And afterwards you should put on the arm tefillin. Comes Rava, Amar Rava, Avuri Dara Atotafta Aser. Let's go down a little bit, hold on. So in the end of the Rabbeinu Yonason, he says, if you look at the third to fourth to last line, Yosin, he tells you how to put your tefillin away, Yosin Tfila Shel Zroa, Elyon Al HaTfila Shel Rosh, Kadesh is damilo la'olam shel zroa rishon. You should always set yourself up for success. Set yourself up so that you should first reach. Your hand should first access. Your hand should first pass by. Right in my view, you don't want your hand to pass by anything if not setting yourself up for success. So set up your tefillin that you should first touch the hand tefillin, and only afterwards will you reach the shalrosh tefillin, should be deeper, because otherwise you would have to put it on backwards and because of Ein Ma'avir and Al HaMitzvos. We had this shiloh last week. Somebody in our shul took out the wrong Sefer Torah. Was it a Tainus? What was last week? Rosh Chodesh, maybe. Maybe it was Rosh Chodesh, I think. I think it was Rosh Chodesh. Monday morning? No? Somewhere. No, it wasn't Tuesday. Well, sometime last week there was something. And maybe it was Monday, Thursday, Mincha, maybe Shabbos. Mincha, they took out the wrong Sefer Torah. But once they took it out, then said, oh, I said, no. Once you take out a Sefer Torah, you're going to use that Sefer Torah because Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos.
Even though it's more Tirchid
Tzibur. Yeah, even though it's more Tirchid Tzibur. That's correct. So.
You could say the same thing with the Talis. You specifically put the Talis first.
Correct. You specifically put the Talis first so as not to cause you to be over Al Mitzvos. Correct. That could be. I don't know what the halacha is. That would make sense. That would be reasonable to me, but I don't remember. Yeah, that would be reasonable to me. So there's a fascinating, world-famous Radvaz. I think this was the first Shailos HaTshuvos Radvaz I ever came across. And when I met this Radvaz, I became a fan of his. Radvaz lived, I think, in the early 1600s. He was quite one of the first generation of Achronim, basically. Just on the border between Rishonim and Achronim. And I've found that in general, we almost always follow the Radvaz. Whenever he has something in his Shailos HaTshuvos, I think, except for this one. That's my own experience. There might be many other, there are probably hundreds of Tshuvos, but we seem to have the sense that we always pass like the Radvaz. I think this one we don't pass like. But the Shailos is a fabulous Shailos. And it's a great discussion piece for your Shabbos table with your kids. Shailos like this. A guy's in jail. And the governor, the warden, the judge, however you want to say it, he begs, please let me out. I want a religious furlough. I want a vacation for religious purposes. And the judge says, you could choose one day to go to your synagogue. You could choose one day to leave the jail to do a mitzvah. What day should you choose? So I would probably say
none.
I would probably say nothing that anyone said.
Sukkot.
No,
Yom Kippur.
Right away to do.
I would probably say Shabbos before Purim. Shabbos Zachar. Yes, Daraisa.
Why?
It's a Daraisa. What other Daraisa can't I do in the jail? Fine. Okay. Fine. Fine. Good. Okay. I'm with you.
Why not Yom Kippur?
Why yes, Yom Kippur? What could you do in shul that you can't do in jail? You could fast in jail. You could clap al chait in jail. What do you need a minyan for in Yom Kippur? Yes, it's the holiest day, but you're not so far off. That's what. If you look at the tshuva, source number 5, this is Radvaz Chelik Dalet, Simeon Gimel. Look, the shaila was Reuven was chavish, was incarcerated in jail, and he wasn't able to latzeis lispal ba'asara to join a mini of lasos hamitzas. For his chanin, and he pleaded in front of the sara, the hegemon, the bishop, v'lo ava, and he refused shmoa. Zulasi, except for yom echad b'shana, whatever day that you choose. Look at the tshuva. So somebody said like Nisan. One of the people suggested maybe Yom Kippur. Then that whoever suggested Yom Kippur said no, he switched to maybe Purim, probably because of Yoruch Heshbon. But look what the Radvaz rejects. The Radvaz rejects that, and look what he paskins like. Aval. Masheroi lismocholav, that which we should rely on, the following is what I'm going to tell you. Tanan kaimolan ein ma'avir al ha-mitzvos. And guess what? Nobody argues on that point. Vein choli bezek klal. Hilkach, look at this fascinating line. Ha-mitzvah harishona shetavo liyado. The first mitzvah that comes your way, she'i asher la'asosa, that you're unable to do it while you are chavosh b'veis ha'asurim, while you're unable to fulfill it while you're in jail, kodemes, that should be the mitzvah that you do. And now, listen to this. This is the kicker. This is a world-famous Ramatvaz. And I couldn't care less what happens if the one that's coming up close is not a big mitzvah. I could do a bigger one in 2 months. Ve'em mashkichen im ha-mitzvah she'paga botchila hi kala o chamura. Take the first one that comes your way because she'ein ata she'ata yodea matashchon shal mitzvahs. Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us we don't know the relative value of mitzvahs, and therefore the first mitzvah you bump into, take that mitzvah. In other words, what is he telling us about the yisod of ein mavir nal mitzvahs? That we don't care about bigger or smaller. I said ein mavirin, and I meant ein mavirin. That means you can't pass by a smaller mitzvah on your way to do a bigger mitzvah. Incredible. So if that's the case, if you have to take the first mitzvah that comes your way, even if there's a bigger mitzvah that's available, let's think for a second. Maybe we could argue, if we apply the logic, you bump into somebody, right? Hatzal guy gets on the call, pulls up. There's the first person he bumps into, he sees him lying on the floor, saying, "Oh, my leg, my leg, my leg." In a distance, he sees a guy who's not saying anything. So, yes, there might be... I don't know. So maybe you could argue, according to this Radvaz, I have a mitzvah to save. That's why I'm here. That's why I joined Hatzal. I have a mitzvah to save. Who do I bump into first? I don't care if he's lesser than the other person. The same way in Mavir Nal Mitzvahs, you're not docha the kal for the chomer. You're not docha the kal for the chomer. So if I bump into somebody who's lesser,
isn't that
chasid
joined?
Not necessarily
pikuach
nefesh.
Isn't that chasid joined?
Not necessarily pikuach nefesh.
Most
severe.
To save the woman.
Pikuach nefesh, you're right.
That's what I mean.
So you're saying, Sir Rabbi Fine and Mrs. Seligson are saying that maybe that's like it's not a good example because it's not a life threat here. Okay, so let's change it a little bit. Let's say you have a guy who has a scrape and another guy who looks like he has a broken arm. So I would take care of the guy with the little scrape because I bumped into him first, and not the guy with the broken arm. Oh, a broken arm is much more severe. Yeah, but we're not talking about pikuach nefesh here. There's no, we're not a chassid shote, we're not worried about somebody's life. I'm worried about a smaller wound than a bigger wound.
So the emphasis that so far we've been directing ourselves to is ourselves. What's our situation?
Well, because I'm the locus of the Ein Ma'avir Nal Mitzvah. So it depends where I, the saver, I, the Kohen, walking into the Beis HaMikdash, which corner do I hit first? Which Mizbeach or Menorah do I hit first? I, the first day, the first responder, who do I bump into first?
Define exactly what the mitzvah is.
The mitzvah is saving a life. Lo samoda damriyacha, hashavas aveda, and perhaps another one or two.
That's crucial because on the recipient's side, the one who is sicker is one who's more likely to die.
So okay, we have to say we have to avoid the dying factor.
How about pain?
So yeah, it sounds like pain shouldn't make a difference.
Emergency room triage.
You're the doctor, not me.
even a hospital would take.
Yeah, well, what does the doctor say? Tell us, Mr. Doctor.
You walk into emergency room. You walk in. It's your shift now. They told you 30 people sitting there.
Right.
And you go like this. And there's a pregnant lady who looks sick and pale. There's somebody who looks like they broke their arm or almost like this. Well, you take the pregnant lady.
Uh-huh.
Now, suppose you show them what's broken arm first. It wouldn't make any difference.
Uh-huh.
You take the pregnant lady who's pale. Because why? She's more likely to be much sicker with the risk at the end of that dying. That's why she's in an emergency room. That's why you're in a car accident. You're not there.
So you're saying even if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, it could come to Pikuach Nefesh after. Okay. Okay. Fine. So.
You can also look at this. It's one scenario. So you're not looking at separate scenarios. I'm going to start with here and then maybe down the block with someone else. You're in a one
business. Oh, you're saying a totally different svar. You're saying it's not called Ma'avirin at all.
Correct.
Because I didn't come to Mr., you know, passenger seat and then not only 30 seconds later will I get to Mr. driver's seat.
Correct.
You're saying I arrived at a
car accident.
It's not the fact that I'm close. But wait a second. When I walk into the Beis HaMikdash and I have to sprinkle on the corner on the Mizbeach, I arrive at, now, according to you, you should say the Mizbeach. But halacha doesn't say that. Halacha says you arrived at the northeast corner. And then you get to the southeast corner.
Every single issue in the car is a suffix. And therefore, the triage is extreme.
Okay, if that is true, that you don't know anything, so then clearly, fine, let's take that case. If you don't know what anybody's situation is, you will clearly be obligated, I think, according to everything that we've seen, to deal with the first person first. And I think we could all agree to. Fine. Let's move on. But this Rezvaz was an incredible chiddush. To say that Ema Avir Nal Mitzvahs is so strong that it says, I'd rather you do the first thing you bump into more importantly than something that you do later. What about the following? Let's say Purim is tomorrow, and probably, I don't know, give me a Daraisa coming up. Purim is tomorrow, or Pesach is in a month. I could either, or Shofar is in a few months. I could either go out for Purim and do Mishloach Manos and hear Megillah, which will be Drabanan, or I could do Matzah. I could get Matzahs on the first night of Pesach and Maror. So, what would you choose? Is this Radvaz who's saying that you should do the first thing you bump into? I don't care if it's Kal or Chomer. Is he only talking about if everything is equal, but everything's Daraisa, then choose the earlier one? Or is he saying, no, even if you have to knock off a Daraisa later, in a month, knock off a Daraisa, do Purim now, because it's the first thing that comes your way.
Might not get the chance to do the next Mitzvah.
One could say that. But on the other hand, if you live a month, you'll have had a Daraisa as opposed to a
Kiyuv Derabanan. You can make that assumption.
I mean, we have to make Cheshbonos as best as we can. Now, I don't know what he would say, but if I look at the Lashon of the Radvaz on the top of page 2, he says, you don't want to pick and choose your mitzvahs. You don't know the relative value. Hello? If one's a Darabon and one's a Daraisa, I do know that the Daraisa is more chashur. So it could be that Svara only applies to both a Daraisa. But anyway, let's look at the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim here in Klal Samaches, it's an interesting area of the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim has... In this part of his sefer, he talks about general halachic principles. And he gives you a few paragraphs about general tadir v'sheno tadir. He gives you the parameters. When do you say tadir v'sheno tadir? Now he tells us, what are the parameters of eim avirin al mitzvos? So he says, first of all, this concept that I shouldn't pass by one mitzvah to get to the next mitzvah, is that concept fundamentally an iser, a din darabban or a din daraisa? The first thing that comes your way, do it. That's Dinde, says the Chayyadim. He found the Tosus who says that, V'hu, I underlined it, Isser min HaTorah. Shenemar, look at this, the puzzle we've been speaking about all day, but I thought it was Nasmachta. Look what he's saying. Shenemar, Shmarta, is HaMatzos, Koribe, Es HaMitzvos, Bechirik. Instead of Ma, read it Me. Instead of Matzos, read it Mitzvos. He says, this is a Drasha Darais. I would never have thought this. But he says, he found the Tosus somewhere in Yuma, who learns that this din, this drasha of Shmartim es Hamatzos, of Shmartim es Hamitzvos, is a mitzvah deoraisa. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim HaMelech HaOlam, Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. But then he comes and says, what are the parameters? Look at Aleph. What are the parameters of Ein Ma'avirin HaMitzvos, HaMitzvos? Lo Shayach to Lo Ma'avirin, this rule that we don't pass by mitzvos is only applicable Ela K'sherotze Beis Mitzvos. When you want to do, and you are intending to do, and you will be doing two mitzvahs. You're going to be doing the cleaning off of the menorah and the cleaning off of the mizbeach. You're going to be doing the sprinkling on this keren of the mizbeach and on that keren of the mizbeach. You're going to be putting on your shalyad and your shorosh. Aval, I underlined it. Im ein lo pnai lekayim shneihem rak achas. If, because you precede one to the other, you might not be able to do the second one at all, lo shayach bezeh, we simply don't apply in ma'avirin. Ella adraba azlin an achar hamitzvah hachamura. If you're only going to be able to do one, what's an example of that? The case of the Radvaz. That was the case of the Radvaz in jail, where it was not that I'm going to do A, B, or B, A. The question was, should I do A or should I do B? I'm only going to be able to do one and not both of them. The Radvaz says what? Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Says the Chayei Adam over here, no, we don't even apply the rule of Ein Ma'avirin al HaMitzvos to a scenario where you're only going to be able to, where you have to choose one or the other. And if you had to choose one or the other, you should choose the more chumer one. In other words, hold on 1 second. In other words, if you had to choose between Purim and Pesach, choose what's coming in a month from now, choose Pesach in a month from now, because that's going to be Daraisa. And even if both would be daraisa, choose the one that's more chamer, because if you're only going to do one or the other, you're going to miss out on one. We simply will not apply Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvah. So what do we have? We have a gigantic machlokas, Radvaz and Chayei Adam. Do we apply this precedence, this order of precedence, of doing the first one first, to a case where I'm only going to be able to do one of them? So let's say, just to apply it, let's say, again, you have to save a life, and you're a lifeguard, two people are drowning. So, I would assume, I couldn't care who's chomer, who's less chomer, what's more chomer, you know, again, we'll talk about that soon, but the person who's closest, he's the person I should save. According to the Radvaz, whoever's more chomer, I don't know what that word means, maybe we'll see soon what that means. That's because what would come out.
Because it's the same mitzvah? Is that what we mean by the same mitzvah?
Well, if it's the same mitzvah, you're right. I didn't give a good example. If it's the same mitzvah...
The Radvaz points that all mitzvahs are the same.
The Radvaz is saying all mitzvahs are the same, and therefore...
Yeah, the mitzvahs. There's the Rebbe Yona who holds that there are kalos with other words. He doesn't hold this concept of man's star.
No, there have been any.
One of them was a Gadol HaDor, one was a whatever.
That we'll speak about shortly. We'll speak about that in a minute. Yeah. If you have 2 minutes, right, so let's not talk about a life. So a guy has to either. We perhaps could suggest somebody who is in a more severe, more acute medical situation might be considered a greater mitzvah to save than somebody in a less acute medical situation. That's fair. A guy with 105 fever is more important to save, or more chumer, more whatever you want to call it, than a guy with 103 fever. So if you have to save one of them, so according to Radvaz, first one that you bump into, according to the Chayei Adam, to the one that's more chamer.
Me, but Radvaz might disagree because he might say that in Akhmas it is the Matz Harishal Mitzvahs. If your presumption is that one is greater than the other, then Radvaz might agree with that presumption. And specifically by Mitzvahs, Radvaz would say, in Akhmas it is the Matz Harishal Mitzvahs.
You're saying Asaves as opposed to Losa Asaves?
Not necessarily Asaves versus Losa Asaves, but just in general. Radvaz might very well hold that all Mitzvahs are considered to be on the same level playing field. Therefore, the 103 is similar, and or truthfully exactly the same.
Okay, but that's what he's saying. He's saying, I don't care if it's one guy's 105, one guy's 105. Practically, there's going to be a machlokas. According to the Radvaz, you're going to do whoever you bump into first. According to the Chayei Adam, you'll go you will pass by the 103 to save the guy with 105.
You entertain the 105 with a greater mitzvah.
Yeah.
But the Rabbah, there would be the same mitzvah.
The Rabbah is coming with the jail case.
Yes.
We don't know that he would apply what the Rabbah is just saying now.
Well, he's telling us, in the case of the jail, that the concept of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvah applies to do the first one you bump into, even at the expense of doing something chamer later. So I would assume... Right, so take out... You're right. I have to take out Pikuach Nefesh. You have to take out... Right, you're right. It's a hard stretch, because you're saying anything that's more severe is more probable to lead to Pikuach Nefesh, so that's... I hear what you're saying. You're making a good point. Okay, let us go to something that is much more explicit about life-saving pikuach nefesh that we'll address. And this is a very troubling, those of you who believe in equality, those of you who believe in all men are created equal, all of you who believe in George Orwell, 1984, Animal Farm. Right? All human beings are created equal, all animals are created equal, except some are more equal than others. Well, where is that from? That's from the Mishnah Horius. The Mishnah Horius introduces Mishnah Vav, Perakil Mishnah Vav, a general rule of Tadir, Sheino Tadir, Tadir goes first. Then it says, Kol HaMekudash MeChavero, Kodem Es Chavero. Two things, one is more Kadosh than the other. Which one do you do first? The more Kadosh one. And on the heels of that line, look at Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish kodem l'isha l'hachayos. If there's somebody that needs to be life-saved, then whose life do you save first? Well, who's more kadosh? Well, whoever has more mitzvahs is more kadosh. That's our barometer. We're not getting into evaluations. I'm not saying she or he is holier than anybody else. In terms of an obligation of mitzvos, men have more chiyuv of mitzvos than women, and therefore, ha'ish kodem l'isha l'hachayos, and l'hashav aveda. Okay, as far as people who are vulnerable, then we'll have to save women first, because they might be more vulnerable in terms of protecting them and taking care of them. Okay, but as far as life-saving, a man has more mitzvos. Look at Mishnah Ches. Again, there's a boat sinks, ferry sinks, somewhere off the coast of Greece, and a whole bunch of people are drowning, and I have one life vest to throw. I have one buy. Oh, I was just, we were just in Lake George. When was it? Tuesday. I was in Lake George. Monday? Tuesday? And we went, Tuesday, I was in Lake George, and we went rafting down the Sacatanga River, something like that. And we get on this raft, and it's with rapids. And the guide tells us, okay, so you're not supposed to sit in the middle, you sit on the edge, the outside tubes, but you dig your feet into, like, underneath the tubes to keep your body anchored in the boat. We take our raft, get pushed in, the sound get pushed in into a gigantic rapid. My 9-year-old daughter is thrown off the raft into the rapids, the boat can't reach her. And Baruch Hashem, there were some kayakers, some like high adventure kayakers who were in those rapids, doing those rapids. They got her. So, let's say, okay, Baruch Hashem, right, there was not no shayla, there was only one person. But were it to have been numerous people, who would I say first? Okay, Kohen Kodem Levi. Levi Yisrael. Okay, that could be fine. Yisrael LeMamzer. Mamzer LeNosin. Nosin LeGer. Ger LeEved Meshuchrer. Incredible. You see how in halachic eyes we have an incredible hierarchy of who gets saved first. Man, woman, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Mamzer, Nasin, Ger, Evan Meshuchrer. But here's the punchline. Here's the punchline that's so important to keep in mind. That's all when everybody's equal. Emasai, Bizman Shekulan Shavin, when all are equal in their Torah knowledge. Aval im hayam mamzer talmid chacham v'kohen gadol am ha'aretz, as was the case in certain points in Jewish history. Mamzer talmid chacham kodem kohen gadol am ha'aretz. Let nobody feel that they are locked in. Let nobody feel that the proletariat not feel that they are forever enslaved. Let them rise up and learn Torah and become great. It's everybody. It's in our own hands if we want to be saved first. So if we want to be saved first, if we go off a boat, if we fall off a boat, if our ferry sinks, what should we do? We should all aim to become Talmidei Chachamim. That's it. You could say you're not born into being a low life. You could, as low as you might be, you're Yisrael like me, just learn more Torah and they'll save you first. That's the Mishnah. But there's another very interesting Ha'ara that the Gemara adds in Harias, commenting on that Mishnah. The Gemara says, there are two kinds, there's a Kohen Gadol, then there's a Meshuch Melchama, there's a Skan Kohen Gadol. Meshuch Melchama was the Kohen Gadol that would lead Bnei Yisrael before they would go into battle. He was the one who would sort of set them up for battle. He would say, you know the story, he would say, everybody who... this week, oh, thank you, I didn't realize. He would say, everybody who should go to battle, who shouldn't go to battle. So he was third in command. He was not, there's the Kohen Gadol, the Skan Kohen Gadol, and number three in command was the Meshuch Melchama. Says the Gemara in Horius, the Meshuch Melchama, number three, is saved before number two. Why? Number two has more Kedusha. The Skan Kohen Gadol has more Kedusha than Meshuch Melchama. It's going against everything we just learned. We just learned that a person is saved based on his level of Kedusha. And therefore, the higher level Kohen, the Skan Kohen Gadol, should go first. Look at this. Amar Avina, Kitanya Hayi, Lachayos. We're talking about saving his life, Zok Drashi. Lachayos, so for saving his life, who called him the Skan? The Meshuch Melchama goes first. Why? These next five words. Mishum de Tzibur Tzrichim Lo. La Meshuch Melchama, La Tzorach Melchama. They need him more. What is this Rashi telling us? When it comes to saving a life, whose life do you save first? Even if somebody is less holy, if he is more needed. If Rabim Tzrichim Lo, if he has a public position, and Rabim Tzrichim Lo, I think, if I didn't lose it right now, this could be my best drasha for Rosh Hashanah. The best drasha for Rosh Hashanah could be, what's our goal in Rosh Hashanah? We should make ourselves into a person that we should make ourselves Rabim Tzrichim Lo's. We should make ourselves on this Rosh Hashanah. If we want to be Zocha B'din, we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us, we should make ourselves into a situation that the community needs us. I'm in a play. The community needs me. What would the community be if it didn't have me, and me, and me, and me, or each one of them, each and every one of us?
Why doesn't this Tom mention the previous mission? You know, but if it's
I don't know the sugi well enough to answer your question, but it seems to be, certainly as Rashi's learning the Gemara, it's a Mefurashi Gemara. So that means that if you, again, Kohen Levi Yisrael are sinking, but one of them is the principal of the school, then he's the Yisrael, you're going to say the principal of the school, even though there's somebody who's more Kaddosh than him, even though he's only Yisrael, and the Kohen is going down. If you have, a guy, your next-door neighbor is going down, but you have the mayor of the town who's going down, you're going to save your neighbor, your mayor first, because Rabin Tzrichim Lo before your next-door neighbor. Unless your next-door neighbor is the person who always helps you out in Rabin Tzrichim Lo, because they always help all their neighbors. Okay.
Would a security guard be more than the rabbi?
Don't ask the rabbi that. You know what he's going to say.
It's very difficult to say.
Okay.
Why did it say before in the Mishnah that you should go?
That's what he asked. I don't know. I didn't learn the Gemara well enough. But it's what? Again, so the Mishnah is telling us all things. Now, when I majored in economics, and the joke in economics, and the reason why economics is not in business school but it's a liberal arts, is because whenever you do anything in economics, you always start with the following statement: in a perfect market economy, all things being equal, this is what should be. In other words, what I'm about to tell you has nothing to do with reality. If in a perfect world, this is what the economics study of economics would tell us. But we don't live in a perfect world. And when the Mishnah is telling you, all things being equal, if everybody's equal, they're equally Rabim Tzrichim Lo, they're equal Talmid Chachamim, then we follow Kohen Levi Yisrael. But if there are other factors like Talmud Chacham, and here the Gemara is adding not just Talmud Chacham, but also Rabim Tzrichim Lo. Okay. Let's do two more things. We're not going to do all these things. Let's do, there's a sefer called Tchumen. It comes out every year. And it's a collection of articles on cutting edge. It's a fabulous repository for cutting edge, either social issues or medical issues or government issues that the poskim, the rabbanim, are dealing with right that are omdim al peretz. So this just came out a few months ago, a few weeks ago. I bought it when I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's put up by the Tzomet Institute of Halacha and Science. So Yitzhak, they have an article from Yitzhak Zilberstein. Yitzhak Zilberstein, of course, is Yashiv's son-in-law. And he talks about this shayla that we're talking about. Who do you save first? What do you do if there are many people to save? And you could go, let's say you bump into, there's a car crashes into a bus. One person driving the car, and the bus has, 40 kids on it. So you, the first responder, arrive, you're sworn notwithstanding, closest to the car. So you could say, hey, on one hand, Eim Avir Nametz is going to tell you you should first save the single individual. On the other hand, if you looked at the severity of the matter, you would go to the bus with there are 40 people. Let's say they're all Pikuach Nefesh. So why go to the first one? You could go to 40. But the first one is first. Not mitzvah kavod atzibur. We're talking about life saving here.
Supposedly, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky had some sort of.
Yeah, I heard that story about the bus.
And a car that you have to yield to the bus.
Yeah,
again, I don't know what if he was he speaking with traffic, understanding traffic, and there's a million and one things.
I think of that sometimes when I want to cut off a bus. Yeah, the story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is once driving down Coney Island Avenue, and the driver, whoever was driving him, was driving like a New York driver, and there was a bus. So Yaakov Kamenetsky said, no, let the bus pull out first, because they're rabbim, we're yechidim, so let the bus pull out in front of you. That's the maisa. I think about that sometimes when I'm driving. I can't say I always act on that, but I think about it. As I'm, pushing the metal down to cut that bus off, I'm thinking, Rav Yaakov would never do this. Glad I'm not Rav Yaakov, right? Okay, so this is the shayla that Yitzhak Zilberstein is dealing with. So let's think as follows. If you are somebody lost a lost object, and the lost object are animals, you see a chicken running away from somebody, and a cow running away from somebody else. So you have to run after one of them. You can't run after both. So which one are you going to do? There are two answers you could tell me. You could either tell me in my view, and I miss is the first one, that's the one that's closest. You approach, whatever it is. Or you could say the one that's the greater loss. Why worry about a $6 chicken if you could talk about a $3,000 cow? Let's look at this shtickle together. The second line, Hare Chiyuv Hatzalas Nefashos Noveya Mimitzvos Hashavas Aveda. The mitzvah to save lives is learned out from Hashavas Aveda. I think it's also learned out from Lo Samad Adam Riacha. Kemavur B'Maseches Sanhedrin Shneimar V'Hashivos Alo L'Rabos Hashavas Kufa. Not only do you have to do Hashavas Aveda to your friend's possessions, you also have to do Hashavas Aveda to his life, and therefore, presumably, saving lives should be the same as saving an Aveda. V'hinei, fourth line. Adam haroa lefanav of avod. You see an oaf, a chicken that's running away. Bok, 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 running away. Veroa me'rachok, and further away, you see a para that's lost. Presumably, according to the laws of Eim Avir Al-Mitzos, what do you have to do first? The chicken. L'chora chayv l'tapel t'chila ba'of, mishum de'Eim Avir Al-Mitzos. Okay, so that might be true when it comes to money. But are we going to apply the same thing when it comes to lives? Would we say the same thing when it comes to lives? So when it comes to lives, he says, no. The whole idea of putting somebody first, putting one mitzvah first, another mitzvah first, why do you put one mitzvah before the other mitzvah? Presumably because it's bizayon to the first mitzvah if you leave it aside and go run to a second mitzvah. But listen to how he says it. If the reason why I do the first mitzvah first and then the second mitzvah second is because I don't want to be mevazeh the first mitzvah, if I have a choice now, I could either choose to not be mevazeh that first mitzvah or be involved with pikuach nefesh. Meaning, I could save more lives if I go to the further distance and skip the first guy. What would I choose? Forget about it, in my vinyl mitzvahs. Chuck it out the window. That's just a nice thing of in mevazeh, you don't want to be mevazeh on mitzvah, so don't pass it by. Don't chuck that out the window. I have more important things to be involved with. What's that? Pikuach nefesh. That's what Rabbi Zilberstein says, and therefore he would say, certainly, if you have the opportunity to save one person who's closer, numerous people are further away, certainly, you're going to save the majority of them, the number of people, even if you have to pass the closer one. Let's just finish up with an incredible Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden, in a sefer called Migdal Oz, what I have here is not a quote of Rav Yaakov Emden. It's a quote from an article by Rav Dachovsky. Rav Dachovsky is an Av Beis Din, I think in Yerushalayim. And he wrote an article on Triage. And he summarized the words of Yaakov Emden to present five categories. Because keep in mind, if you're on the ferry, and the ferry goes down, it's not just a question of Kohen Levi Yisrael, what about your son, who's a Yisrael? And the guy, Mr. Cohen, who you were just talking to before the boat went down, is a Kohen. So do you first save your son, or do you first save a Kohen? What right do you have to save your son? The Kohen's more Kaddosh. What happens if Rav Shach was also... Oh, Rav Shach is dead. What happens if Rav Chaim Kanievsky was also on that boat? Do you save your son, or do you save Rav Chaim Kanievsky? Does it matter that he's the God of Hadar or not? Does it matter that he's not your son? Or does it matter that he's very old anyway, and your son has a long life to live? Or does it matter that your son's only a Katan? So maybe it's less Kaddish because you don't have mitzvos. Maybe a 14-year-old dodo head sitting near you is more important than your son because your son's a Katan, more important than Rav Chaim Kanievsky because Rav Chaim Kanievsky is older already, and this dodo head, 14-year-old kid, has many years to go. But he's already a gadol. Look at the parameters, and with this we'll finish, that Rav Yaakov Emden sets down. Rav Yaakov, the way Rav Dachovsky, the Av Beis Din, I think of Yerushalayim, divides up all the categories that Rav Yaakov Emden sets down, that there are five categories of kadima to evaluate when figuring out who to save first. Again, picture the ferry going down. You could aim your energies at one person. The first one is kadima, and these are based on the Mishnayos of Horis that we saw. Kadima machmas hamayla haruchanis. To precedence based on their spiritual, status. Mamzer talent chacham kodum kohen gadol am haaretz. Right, a talent chacham goes before somebody who's not a talent chacham. Zachar, who's mechuyev in mitzvos, is before a nekeva. An isha maskeles, an enlightened woman, a smart, learned woman, says Rav Yaakov Emden, is before a simple woman. Listen to this: a gadol, a bar mitzvah person, goes before a chere shote vekatan who are not chayav be mitzvos. Wow. You see a guy who's, I don't want to give numbers here, but you see a guy who's a gadol and somebody else is a katan. The katan has a long life to live. Guess who you save first? The adult, because he's more mitzvah than mitzvah. Therefore, he has a higher level of kedusha. Wow. Look at number base. Then there's a separate kadima. Precedence of machmas hayichus hativi. Their natural status. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. Fine. Then Chalal, then Shtuki, etc. That was like we saw in the Mishnah. Next, what about the choosing somebody who has a better life expectancy? Ooh, this is very serious. This is really the doctors, the guy comes into the emergency room and one's terminally ill, one's not terminally ill, one has a greater life expectancy. Then the doctor really has to figure out whom he's going to treat first. What happens if you're a healthcare system and you only have a certain number of MRIs? Anyone have relatives in Canada? This is serious stuff in Canada. In Canada, they have, I think somebody once told me, there are more MRIs in 5 square blocks in Borough Park than in all of Toronto. Why? Because in Borough Park, businessmen have MRIs to make money. So they have a lot of them. In Toronto, it's a service that the government has to provide because it has no choice, but it has to. So they don't have any there. It's the truth. So says number Gimel, Bachur kodum lezaka, a young person, I don't think he means a child, a young person would be saved because there's a greater life expectancy than an elderly person.
How elderly and how young?
It's relative. Zakein bari kodum lechola. Somebody who's zakein has a greater life expectancy than somebody who's precluded present sick. Chole, kodum lesu. Somebody who's just sick is going to go before somebody who's ill, terminally ill, etc. What about, there's another kadima. In that, you know, blender or food processor was also discussed, they mentioned saris. Why should a saris be saved last or not be saved as early? A saris is somebody who can't have children. Oh, if somebody can't have children, there's less reason to save them compared to somebody who could subsequently bear children. Finally, we'll finish with this. What happens if somebody is there who's your family? Anybody, he says, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, kol kodem benachala, kodem lahatzala. We know that for nachala, the line of inheritance, there are orders. First this relative, then the second degree relative, then the third degree relative. Says Rav Yaakov Emden, that order, that hierarchy for nachala will also be the hierarchy, and the relative, the closer relatives will therefore be the closer ones for service. Therefore, your son you would say before your brother and before your grandson. We should be zocha that all of these halachas should only be theoretical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect Klal Yisrael, should protect us. I wish always share simchas.